Hey everyone, welcome to The Indicator, where every day we tell you a short story about the economy. I'm Cardiff Garcia.
And I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Today's indicator is 2%. And it is pulling double duty, because 2% is how much inflation there was in roughly the past year, and it is also the Federal Reserve's target for inflation.
Double duty! Double the indicator! Double the fun! And also, finally, cue the hosannas! The Fed! The Fed has hit
Where
its inflation
did you
target.
Get this music.
Stacey.
Yes.
All is right in the world, and we can relax because it means all the economy's troubles are gone.
Okay, Cardiff, I'm sorry to rain on your hosannas, but I don't know. I mean, this just seems a little pat. It doesn't really seem like our economy's perfect right now.
Yeah, you should be skeptical.
Okay. The record rip was right.
But even so, it is a big deal that inflation has now hit 2%. After the break, we are going to tell you why.
Are we going to hear more singing?
More hosannas.
More hosannas? That's good.
Support for this NPR podcast and the following message come from ZipRecruiter. Are you hiring? ZipRecruiter has revolutionized how you do it. Their technology identifies people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/indicator.
Every year, the average American buys a certain amount of goods and services. And inflation is a measure of how the prices of those goods and services are changing. Now, prices tend to go up when people are willing to spend their money on these goods and services, and this happens because when companies see that a lot of people want to buy the stuff they make, they can raise prices to make more money.
And when companies do raise prices, it is also a signal that they can make more stuff to sell, because people are going to buy it. To make more stuff, they hire more workers, and then those workers have more money to spend, and there's this healthy cycle that starts.
So some inflation is actually consistent with a growing economy, and it can even be quite healthy. Now, too much inflation, when prices go up really fast, can obviously be a big problem, because then everyone starts worrying that they won't be able to afford anything. They worry that their dollars are losing their value.
But too little inflation can also be a problem. And this surprises some people, because why would it be a bad thing if prices aren't going up very much? I mean, who wants to pay more for a house or a meal or a haircut? Not me.
No.
No. But actually, when inflation is really low, it represents this missed opportunity. Because sometimes the reason that inflation is really low is that the economy is not reaching its potential.
Wait, Stacey, it's my turn to stand in for the listener here.
Okay.
How does that work?
I don't know if that's a proper stand-in for our listeners, but here's my best shot at answering that question, dear listener. It works like this. So when inflation is really low, it means that people are not spending as much money on the goods and services that businesses offer. And so then businesses will make less stuff than they would if the economy was stronger and people were spending more of their money.
Yeah, so policymakers, and especially the Federal Reserve, the Fed, the country's central bank, try to hit a sweet spot. Grow the economy fast enough that we don't have too little inflation, but also don't let the economy grow so fast that we have too much inflation.
And they usually do this via interest rates, right?
Yeah, that's right. So you raise interest rates, you slow the economy down because it's more expensive to borrow money to spend. Lower interest rates, and the economy grows a little bit faster because it's cheaper to borrow money.
Yeah, and so the Goldilocks number that the Fed tries to target for inflation is 2%. In other words, the prices of the stuff that people should buy, on average, go up every year by about 2%. So not much slower, not much faster. So if inflation climbs for 1 year by, let's say, 2.2%, no big deal. But if it goes up by only 0.2%, that is a big miss. Same thing if it goes up by, like, more than 4%.
Unfortunately, it's too little inflation that the economy has had ever since the last recession. For almost all the time since, inflation has been below 2%, sometimes way below. And one way to interpret this is that the economy has not grown fast enough to drive up inflation to that sweet spot of 2% and then stay at 2%.
So there are a bunch of different ways that you can measure inflation, but the Fed has one measure that it especially likes, and it is called the PCE Price Index, today's indicator.
Yeah, and PCE Price Index stands for Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index. But
Snappy.
Here we're just going to stick to calling it PCE. And according to figures released by the Commerce Department just this morning, between March of last year and March of this year, the PCE Price Index went up by 2%, which is exactly the Fed's target. But inflation only got there after accelerating by quite a bit in the last 6 months.
And so there are two really important questions that we need to ask. The first question is whether inflation is likely to stay at 2%. In other words, will prices keep rising by roughly 2% a year? And we can look at a few different trends for clues.
Now, on the one hand, there are signs that wages, how much money people make at their jobs, are starting to grow faster. Just on Friday, we learned that the Employment Cost Index, that's a measure of wage growth.
ECI?
Yeah, ECI. That private sector wages had gone up by 2.9% in the last year. That is much faster than they've been growing for a very long time. And when people get paid more, that means they have more money to spend, and that spending keeps prices overall inflation, going up.
Furthermore, people spend more money on services than they do on goods. So services are something like a haircut. A good is, you know, the chair you sit in to get the haircut. Anyway, the price of services have climbed at their fastest pace in almost 10 years.
On the other hand, this could be temporary. So yeah, inflation just hit 2%. But it has already hit 2% a couple of times previously since the last recession ended, only to then fall again below 2%, sometimes really plummeting below 2%. That could happen again, especially if the economy slows.
And that brings us to our second question. What should the Federal Reserve do now that inflation has hit 2%? Or to put it differently, should the Fed try to slow down the economy to try to make sure inflation doesn't go too far above 2%? Or should the Fed worry that if it does slow down the economy, inflation will once again fall below 2%?
And this is actually kind of a tricky question. The Fed is supposed to target 2% over the medium term. In other words, the Fed isn't supposed to just hit the 2% inflation target once and then forget about it. Instead, the Fed is supposed to guide the economy so that inflation averages roughly 2% over time.
And since inflation has averaged less than 2% since the recession, there's this argument that maybe the Fed should now allow inflation to go above 2% for a little while. In other words, that maybe the Fed should keep the economy growing fast enough to make up for how slowly it's been growing since the recession.
Of course, there's another side to this argument, which is that the Fed doesn't want to risk inflation growing so quickly and so much above 2% that inflation just gets out of hand and then becomes really hard to bring back down again. In any case, members of the Fed themselves have been having this argument, and when they meet this week, it's the very argument they're expected to continue having. We will be posting some charts and other things that you can go to look at so that you can see how inflation has moved over time and how it's likely to continue moving over at npr.org/money. This podcast is produced by Darius Rafieyan and edited by Patty Hirsch.
Support for this NPR podcast and the following message come from ZipRecruiter. Are you hiring? ZipRecruiter has revolutionized how you do it. Their technology identifies people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/indicator.
Hey, I'm Kelly McEvers, host of NPR's Embedded, and we've got a new episode all about how Scott Pruitt ended up running the EPA. It's a story about Pruitt's life in the Southern Baptist Church, how he handled a major pollution case, and why he sued the EPA 14 times. Just search for Embedded on the NPR One app or wherever you get your podcasts.